You're listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
Data center fall down. Go boom.
Stories Podcast.
Opening. Well, hello everybody. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon, and this is your cat, Nardo.
Hey, buddy.
Normally you're going to hear a 100 Word Story all by itself, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, Ellison of Blogged Ellison picked the topic of whiskey, and believe me, I could use some. And we've got a bunch of stories in. Welcome back, everyone! Let's find out who won last week so we can see who goes first this week. And it's Arminus X of SecondEffects.com. Particles, poof, pew! Cool. Congratulations, Arminus, and hopefully I am pronouncing your name right. Now I gotta tell you folks, data center, kaboom, Saturday, blah blah blah, resolvers, blah blah blah, DNS, Yeah, I agree, Nardo. My hands feel like hamburger meat, man. And I didn't even throw iron or any of that stuff, so. Let's get on with Arminus, and here's his story.
On the Internet. By Arminax. Whiskey was not a great online player, but good enough. I'd beaten him several times. Well, once. I guess he's better than I want to admit. I had to figure out this mysterious guy, since I can't stand a silent player who wins. That's right, Whiskey never uses voice when playing. So I played him often. One day, I caught him with his mic on. But all I heard was scratching, whimpers, and an occasional woof. And that's when I realized who Whiskey really was. You know what they say. On the Internet, no one knows you're a dog.
Thank you, Arminex. You can find more about Arminex at secondeffects.com. This is the third time that I've recorded this. Why? Nardo keeps knocking things over. Who's being a pest? Yes, you are. Mean a big old foey orange pest. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever the hell they sent me to link. Hey, we got some rookies in. Folks giving it their first shot. First one up is Sparrow of Ala Twitter, and I've put that in the show notes. The links that I talk about. However, Sparrow did not send in a recording of their story, so you know what that means. That's right. Here we go. She watched the golden liquid splash over the ice and breathed in the heady scent of whiskey. Her thirst ignited with a power that surprised her. She meant to sip slowly and savor this drink, but when it touched her tongue, she could not help but swallow greedily until the ice fell against her lips. With the last of the liquor. And though she swore she would not, she reached for the bottle and poured again. As she drank, tears slowly rolled down her cheeks. I never meant to, she thought, but it feels so good. She was only 13.
Yes, Drew Barrymore lives!
Thank you, Sparrow. And you can find out more about Sparrow at, the link's in the show notes. But, hey, you know what? Come back for more. And try to record. Try to record and send them in. I mean, that's... You don't want to hear my voice. People, when they listen to this, you just skip over my blah, 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 blah. I mean, you're wishing that I had chapter settings in these things that you can just skip.
Like, get to the next one. You know what? You all did babbling. The longer you babble, the later you are to get to Garf Show.
Yeah, I know. Next up is Michelle. Michelle can be found at differentworld-michelle with two L's .blogspot.com. And she's giving this a shot too, and she actually recorded. So let's find out what she's got. Hi, Michelle, I want to hear your voice.
Rode hard and put up wet. She heard it very clearly. Chose to ignore. What good would come of confrontation? Hell, she thinks to herself with a chuckle. That weekend in New Orleans, 85, rode hard and put up wet was exactly what we were. And damn proud of it. Her smile fades with the expression of remembrance. That was a long time ago. So long ago. Years of the chase made her somber. Not sober. Somber, yes. Head in hands now, red dreadlocks brushing the table. Sagging bosom heaving with sobs. Another smoke, another shot, another night. Whiskey and me.
Aww. That's so sad. Oh, well, thank you, Michelle. You can check out more from Michelle at differentworld-michelle.blogspot.com. Come back. And yes, that, well, I don't know whether it was WAV or MP3 format or whatever, but it worked. So keep doing what you're doing. Next up is Pond Nightly. I did not get a recording from Pond Nightly, so we all know what happens. Another. The whiskey glass slammed on the bar in the best cheesy Western fashion. Predictably anguished eyes peering out from under the lank, dank Hank falling in front of them. The bartender looked up and refilled the glass, smearing spray drops with this week's rag. His lips parted, the tip of his tongue heavy with the obligatory question. 30 years behind this bar, made the reply to that word a reflex, an occupational hazard. 30 years of tales of woe, of the betrayals of brothers, of failures and mistakes, of stolen sweethearts. He soaked up each one like a sponge, his heart long ago filled, the misery of his customers seeping into his muscles and into his bones. He was full, saturated. The second glass joined the first and he filled them both. He sighed before washing the question from his tongue. And the silence was broken only by the sound of the glasses on the bar. And another. Thank you, Pond. Sorry if I blew that one. Let's just say, last night. Jack and Coke Zero and I just looked back at the week and said, screw this. Next week's going to be fun. Hopefully a little quieter. Problem is, they fired someone. And it wasn't me. So, instead of all hands on deck, it's going to be less hands on deck. Great. Alright, we've got one more here. They say that they are the letter A. They said they were going to send in a note, but, you know, they didn't. Did they find... Where do you find me from? Well, this one's from A. And, A is for, well, this story. Are we just inviting letters of the alphabet now? Well, this wasn't his first go-round. He knew that sensation where you feel the whole world spinning while you and you alone hold fast. The roar in your ears that starts loud and gets louder. White noise, white knuckles, white lightning memories. None of them good. His stomach heaved up, but there was nothing in it. As empty as his head, they all said. He wasn't a man who learned from his mistakes. Like father, like son, they all said. His fall was swift and painful. He shouldn't have tried to ride the colt called whiskey, sired by white lightning. Ooh, wow. You know, there's no such thing as a happy whiskey story. Come on, let's have some happy stories. And that's how Jack and Coke live happily ever after. Thank you, A. Alright, well, that's it for our rookies, and hope you all come back despite my mangling of your stories. That's why we get little microphone. And you know what the great thing is? If you have a cheap microphone and, like, a cheap program like Audacity, and then you add the effect of vinyl into it to scratch it up,
it sounds like all, oh, this is William S. Burroughs with the cut-up story. And it has that kind of cheesy radio, old-timey radio feel, or old record feel. So it adds to the character. So it doesn't have to be perfect. In fact, imperfection makes it better. At least, that's what I think. All right, the first of the veterans. And that's our good friend, Guy David. His stuff can be found at GuyDavid.com. He has recently pulled stuff from Podshow or Mevio or whatever the hell Adam Curry is calling it now. He still has his castle, right? Castles have assholes, telephone! He also does the music for the beginning and the ending of this podcast, and if you need cool music for your podcast, give him a call. But first, listen to his story.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from The Night Guy, the weekly podcast that comes to you once a month. Today I have for you part 4 of the Chirapa, so let us begin. Old Mama Chirapa died of old age. The Chirapa live a very long life by human standards, though the Chirapa themselves don't view this as something out of the ordinary. Chaketo Chirapa, her son, inherited leadership, as is the way of the Chirapa. He had to abandon the computer networking project, but he never forgot it. He kept his own computer and scanned the internet for ways to earn the trust of the humans. Leadership was taking most of his time, and they were running out of gold for their machines, though they discovered whiskey was just as good.
That was a good one.
Cool. I like that one. Turn whiskey into gold, huh? You know what I turn whiskey into? You don't want to know. Try it yourself. Thank you, Guy David. You can check out more from Guy David at, oddly enough, GuyDavid.com. And he's reshuffling his schedule to, you know, he's kind of a busy guy there. You know, I think that at any moment now, you're going to hear, like, and, you know, in the snap elections, Guy David has been elected to the Knesset. That would be kind of cool. 1/20th of the government run by the Night Guy. You know, you could start off every session. This session of the Knesset is the explicit tag. If you have children, bring them and say how wonderful they are. I don't know. I'd vote for you, man. You could be part of the Blue Smoke Hextall Party or something. The Spokus Party. All right. Just losing it, man. This has been a crazy week. Next up is a man who chose the topic for this week, and that's Ellison. Ellison of Blogged Ellison. Ellison1.blogspot.com. I want to see what he's. I want to see what he's done with this one. Okay, no goofage here. Let's get right to it.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to the 112th Weekly Challenge at the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme of this week's challenge is whiskey, and my story is entitled Bottled Up. The old bottle had lain in the alley for who knows how long. For years, it had managed to escape the attentions of neighborhood dogs, children on bicycles, skateboarders, and other passers-by. But when Wino Willie saw the glint of glass peeping out from beneath a mound of trash, his first thought was, booze! Willie grabbed the heavy, filth-encrusted bottle. He rubbed it on a threadbare sleeve. And amidst a cloud of smoke, out popped the Tidy Bowl Man. "It's been 30 years, Tidy explained. "I was looking for a toilet and fell into a whiskey bottle. Been there ever since." This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And this is Ellison, signing off.
That's where he went. First we find out where Charlie the Tuna went this week, and now we find out where the Tidy Bowl Man went. Hey, does he grant 3 wishes? I tell you what, few of those wishes are going to be. Thank you, Ellison. You can check out more from Ellison at ellison1.blogspot.com. Hey, you know, every week I keep saying, come back, footnote. You know what? Tom is lording this whole footnote not coming back just yet over us. I say, footnote, stay away. Stay away. Don't come back. Don't come back. Keep putting, no. We're too good for you now. We've advanced. We've evolved. Yes, thank you, Nardo. We've advanced. We've totally advanced. We've evolved. We are now listening. Okay, I don't have anything else to listen to. I need footnote. Tom, you need to bring footnote back. There are people suffering. I mean, you know, Sharon Stone said that the earthquake in China was kind of, you know, God or karma or whatever coming back, you know, thinking that it's all the Tibet stuff. No, that's not true. The earthquake in China, the hurricane that hit Burma, those are karma from not having footnote. Nardo, what are you knocking over now? What are you doing? It's knocking things off the table. You know, if there was an empty table, he'd find things to knock off of it. Such a twerp. I want to play with all the stuff on the table, Dad. Okay. While I teach Nardo how not to knock things off the table, here, listen to Tom.
Hello, night people. Tonight's story is called Water of Life. I met Angus in the 80s. He told me about this movie where a ship full of whiskey runs aground on this island. Well, the inhabitants grab the bottles and hide them everywhere. The movie was called Tight Little Island. When the film made it to France, they changed the title to Whiskey a Go-Go. French ain't got a clue what tight means. Some Parisian nightclub owner thinks the name is way cool, starts to open these discotheques called Whiskey a Go-Go. Well, Americans think discotheques. Pretty cool. Open a Whiskey a Go-Go in L.A. They got these dancers in cages called Go-Go Dancers. And of course, they've got go-go boots, which are in fact the boots Nancy Sinatra is singing about in These Boots Are Made for Walking. Well, it seems the night Frank Sinatra is dying, Nancy sneaks off to watch the last episode of Seinfeld, and the chairman croaks. By the way, Nancy with the Laughing Eyes was written for her 4th birthday party by Phil Silvers. You know the guy from Sergeant Bilko. Same night Frank dies, Angus dies. So I take a pint of Bushmill and pour it on his grave.
We're always excited to hear what goes through Tom's crazy mind. At least this one didn't end with fucking zombies. Thank you, Tom. And one of these days, maybe you'll try your own podcast. Come on, bring it back, man. Next up is Steven the Nuclear Man. Or I could say it like a Smurf.
Steven the Nuclear Man.
No, that doesn't sound right. Steven the Nuclear Man. You can find him at ideatrash.blogspot.com, but he gave me another link to promote that will help you understand this story. Hey, you think Tom forgot about the fucking zombies? Well, guess what, kids? No, I don't want to spoil the surprise.
Oh, hell. Zombies. Professor Heath laughed from across the bar. No, they're whiskey sours. He drank his, then poured more gunpowder into his shotgun shells. Nicole poured another round of whiskey, then passed out rounds for our pistols. I thought, she said, Romero's zombie movies were a commentary on the mindless nature of modern American society. What, nihilism? I snorted. It's all mindless and we'll eat you in the end. The Professor stood and smiled. There is only one effective response to both nihilism and the undead. He took aim through the boards in the window and fired. Decisive action.
Thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man. You can check out more from him at papers.ods.org or ideatrash@blogspot.org, but he posted up a thing about zombies. A link to how to solve a zombie... How to survive, not solve. There's no solving a zombie invasion. You have to survive it. Man, I could go for some whiskey right now. Okay, next up is Justin of the Space Turtle. Life needs an echo effect. Hey, you just live in a cave? You know what? You'll have an echo effect. So, okay, while you're researching caves that you can go live into? God, I'm really messed up, man. Justin, save me from further embarrassing myself.
Hey, this is Justin LeMaster here of the Space Turtle at thebeandom.com/spaceturtle with today's 100 word story podcast for the weekly challenge. First of all, I'd like to say thanks to Lawrence for sending some money my way, $5 to the baby fund. As the first person ever and only still to donate any money, but I appreciate it. I have an updated widget on my site now that has the name of our daughter, which I would have put up if I had actually had any sleep. Our daughter's name is Melody Reina Cadence, and you can go to my wife's site, connectedtochrist.com, 2 being the number, and go to her blog, and she's got tons of pictures on there. Last week, we had a little announcement for CPR by Steve, the Nuclear Man. And this week, I thought I'd have a different kind of a announcement with a story to go along with. So, without any further ado, whiskey is the topic this week, so here's the story. You don't need whiskey to drink away sorrows if you can't remember them. I have a hard time remembering. I wish I could drink to remember because I have many more good memories than sorrows. My memories are fading. I'm doing my best to keep it from slowing me down as it slowly erodes my memory. I'll keep going, but it terrifies me to forget. I would rather have a cancer eating away my body before having my mind stripped away. I'll live like I'm about to die, even though Alzheimer's might take all that I've done before the end. Alzheimer's, it's a disease that eats away your memory. One of my favorite authors, Terry Pratchett, has Alzheimer's. And I don't want it, but there are people who are doing research to find a cure. And there's 3 guys who are going to be riding bicycles for 9 days from John O'Groats to Land's End, unsupported. And that's in England. I've never done a bicycle race like that. It's not a race. It's more of a relay to raise funds. If you click my link on the page, you'll see their blog, and there's a button there you can donate money to Alzheimer's research, which if I ever get Alzheimer's and you donate money, I hope to have a cure so I can remember to thank you. And also on my site, thebeandom.com/thespaceturtle, I wrote a story called Memory Remembered to also raise more awareness for the Joggle, which is John O'Groats to Land's End. Hope you check it out. And have fun. And don't forget.
You see? There you go. Now that's promotion. Thank you, Justin. And, okay. All right. So, someone with a new baby, and I'm like Mr. Cheap about sending Look, I sent $5. You know, I've got this thing where it says, hey, you got something? Yeah, I'll throw in $5. You know, that's pretty much what I keep in my wallet, you know, as an emergency. And it's like, hey, yeah, here we go. Boom. And I think y'all should do that too. You know, a new baby. Hey, it's a box of diapers. You know? And, you know, if you have enough diapers, you can build a house out of them. I know. I've done that. I've done that. I lived in one. And, suggestion? Pick some more dry. Yeah. Once again, thanks you. Thanks you. Man, I am tangled. TheBeandom.com/ Just check the show notes. Evamoon has returned to us. You can find her stuff at evamoon.net. You can find her stuff on the 61. You can find her within Second Life, even though I've been so freaking busy at work and tired, I haven't been able to make any of her shows. Yeah. But, she's back, and, let's hear what, magic spell she's ready to weave over us.
Hello, this is Eva Moon, with a story of exactly 100 words for this week's contest, the theme of which is whiskey. Thunder cracked, and we retreated a little farther into the meager protection of a rocky overhang. 4 days into the Yosemite backcountry at a high lake, and it was cold. A sudden storm crowded the sun out of an autumn afternoon, and now lightning stabbed granite peaks surrounding the lake continuously. At the height of the tempest, 2 more hikers crawled into our sliver of shelter. We huddled, 4 little bugs tucked into a crevice, waiting to warm our wings. Then one of our new friends pulled a 1/5 of whiskey out of his pack. Let it rain.
Yes, let it rain. Thank you, Eva. I'm never going to get everybody's names right in 1 week, am I? Thank you, Eva. You can check out more from Eva at evamoon.net. And when's the new album going to be out there? I want it! You know, I've actually picked up kind of a catchphrase from Eva. Every time I eat way too much at a meal, I just say, "And a salad." Check out her album and you'll see where that comes from. But that's... "And a salad." Alright, enough cracking myself up. Next up, FemBlue has returned. It's something murder over moondust.blogspot.com. I have something there. I just... If you don't send me the link, I'm just too wiped to find them, man. Don't do this to me. Anyway, FemBlue has returned, and here is her story on whiskey.
Whiskey. One New Year's Eve, whiskey and bourbon fell into bed and mixed drinks. Thus was Little Whiskey born. Little Whiskey ran with horses, broke pool cues, lost at poker, was addicted to jazz music, dark poetry, running with drunks, and the pursuit of more whiskey. Till she got to Ireland and found the ultimate whiskey, Green Spot, Ishka Baha, the water of life. Little Whiskey nearly drowned. "Whiskey is the pool into which Narcissus gazed," said Little Whiskey. "Whiskey will get me killed," said Little Whiskey, who lost her dad, Big Whiskey, to whiskey a long time ago.
Thank you, Fum. Fum, 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 Fum. Just, maybe I've had a little whiskey this morning. You know? Just a little. All right. Enough being grumpy. How about Anima to wake things up a little, huh? Anima Zabaleta? A little bit of Anima? Yeah, that'll just kick things right into 17th gear.
Hey there. Here's my submission for this week's challenge. This past week I've been rereading a lot of Langston Hughes, and so here's a tip of the hat to his character, Jesse B. Simple. If you are not familiar with Hughes's writing, check out my link this week. Scroll down to Langston Hughes and you can hear four of the Semple stories. Here is Simple, 2008. Simple. Still sitting here at the wishing well? Something's never changed. You's wrong. Let me tell you about change. I done changed jobs, changed diapers, and changed the locks on my door. Joyce, she going through the change, and that be changing our relationship. I've been shortchanged all my life, making me feel mighty changeable. And I has changed party affiliations for a man who is ready for change. Now, I's changing the subject. You's gotten me all riled up. Buy me a whiskey. Beer won't do. Simple, I said. You haven't changed a bit.
Thank you, Anima, for rocking it up. By the way, her link is to the Harper Audio audiobooks place at hall.org. And there are a lot of stories and books that are available for free. So just load them on up and give them a listen. Me, I'm reading this book on Abraham Lincoln and this murder case in 1856. It's real cool. It's the blacksmith case. Get the book. Well, wait till it's paperback. It's kind of a small book for a hardcover. So it's really cool. All right. Next up is Thomas Merkel. He's here? Oh my God. Oh, here, clear away. You know, go ahead. Put chairs in front of the emergency exits. Come on. Get up here on stage, Tom. All right. Here's the microphone. Let me just get it adjusted for you. All right. And go.
Hello, I'm Tom Merkel with my submission for Weekly Challenge 112 Whiskey. This one is called Whiskey Epiphany. So, cheers. The sun shone through the dark amber liquid, casting lucid rays about the room. His entire life lay inside the glass, dazzling his swollen eyes. A universe unto itself, moving slowly in time. A million emotions dancing and making love within. Happiness and misery, love and hate, peace and remorse. Conscience, regret, longing, and memory lie beneath this golden surface, waiting. He lifts it high, toasting past, future, and this dying moment, peering into its depths for one last look. Its 20-year journey from field to perfection was nearly over, the whiskey sending warm tendrils numbing his thoughts. Smooth.
20 years, man. 20 years is a long time. Thank you, Tom. Thomas Merkel. And believe me, there are going to be a lot of 20-year journeys ending this weekend. Yeah. Jack, meet Coke Zero. Whew. All right. Next up is Almo Schumann. Schumann. Almo Schumann. And I get to record this one. All righty. Well, do we have a deal? Nikki asked, pouring three fingers of whiskey into the tumblers between the men. Roger hesitated. He knew this happened 100 times a day in this business. The odds of being caught were nil. The loser would be in the insurance company. That impact was less than a flea bite. His mind flashed to 7th grade, the difficult spelling test he had received such lavish praise for. He had cheated. He had felt ill when the teacher had singled him out for recognition. Roger was older. Corners weren't so sharp. He raised the glass. We do. Cool. Nothing like a little fraud to liven things up. I'll steal your souls. I'll steal. See, I'm not as deep as Frog. I need to get a little deeper. I need to smoke a little more. Drink a little more. Chew gravel a little more, I think. Yeah. He's back. What do you mean he's back? Oh, no. If it's bad enough with Planet Z, we've got Planet X's back. That's right, Planet X-Ray of Planet X Podcast. Oh, the twisted, crazy madness coming from far, far away. Don't let me get in the way. Let's hear Planet X-Ray.
Greetings, Earthlings. Planet X-Ray here. It's been a few weeks since I was last able to make the flight to Earth and submit an entry for the 100-word stories weekly challenge. But here's one that will hopefully make up for all that I missed. I hope you enjoy it. It's called Whiskey Anyone? Recently, at a movie premiere, Jimmy Buffett was walking along the gold carpet and asked Steve Jobs what the one brand of whiskey he enjoyed. Steve replied that as the chair of a distillery company that used cereal in the process of creating lower-priced whiskey, he had made it taboo to discuss it with outsiders. He did say that the actual recipe and process was kept under lock and key in a steamer trunk and was guarded by zombies. The one person who had seen it now sang like a nightingale and lived a life in the sewers. I just wanted to thank Lawrence for providing a place for all of us to get these damn stories out of our heads.
Stories are still in my head. I can't get them out. I try to drill for them and they just rattle around in there. They go to the other side of my brain and hide there as the jam pokes through this side of my head and bone and smoke and bits of hair and blood. Ah!
You can check out more from Planet X-Ray at planetxpodcast.com. Hold on, I need another drink. Well, you want to know when I'm recording this? 8:30 in the morning Saturday, and here we go. I don't have a drinking problem. My only problem is I'm not drinking enough. All right. Next up is J.D. White. Just... how many of these have there been? What is this, an 18-story week? Cool. You know, we've never broken 21. We need to break 21, man. Just get Liana in here and Caleb and a few others and boom. And K-Click, come on, man. Okay, so I missed your show last night. I had a perfectly good reason. I was exhausted. I was also fishing. Fishies, toad around and do fishies and bikini tops and fishies and cyber squid and shark with frickin' lasers. That's right. Edlo Island has become a fishing community, apparently. In order, I need to make an aquarium there or something. I don't know. Maybe I'll put the aquarium on Nowhereville. Yeah, whatever. All right, one more to go here. That's JD, and then we can... oh. All right, yeah, that last one. Oh, let's get JD done first here, okay? Here we go with JD.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Good evening, Lawrence. This is Jerry D again, and it's another beautiful night in Oklahoma. Well, I've missed you the last few weeks. You know how it goes. Life gets in the way of the things you really want to do. But I'm back. So, here's the story for tonight.
Venture Highway in the sunshine, where the days are
Old George was a hell of a man. He turned 101 Thursday. That was the day before the night he died. Most people want to die in their sleep. No pain, no surprises. Go to sleep and never wake up. Not George. He didn't want to go at all. Last Thursday night, he got hammered, and this cute 19-year-old doll took him home. Later, when her husband got home, George went out the window, still pulling on his pants, fell from the second floor, and broke his neck. Whiskey and tail. That was how George wanted to go.
Well, now it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I can't even close my eyes.
Yeah, George, he knew how to shake 'em. Thank you, JD, and yes, we missed you, but you're up there in Oklahoma. I mean, real life is right there in your face, Oklahoma. It's a hoppin' kind of part of the country. And I know that all of you out there who haven't had the time to come by here and do the story and craft your craftiness, it's okay. It's okay. We'll be here for you. Unless, say, everyone goes freaking nuts at work and things blow up and I want to kill everybody. No, I take that back. I don't want to kill anybody. Just, they kept stuffing us with cookies and food and monkey, get back to the desk. And it. I did 1,675 tickets. 90% of them were, go to the site, go to the site, fix this, here's a step-by-step, fix this, you know, posting an announcement would, you know, I know they were posting announcements, but no more, I don't know, just, there's no, whatever, life is, hold on, I want to look at my insurance card, look at my last paycheck, okay, finally, it's time for the good, the bad, the ugly. You know him as Planet Z.
After reading about the Whiskey Rebellion, my friends and I invented this game called Whiskeypedia. You log on to Wikipedia and look for the most popular articles. Then, you make funny changes to the articles. The last change you get rolled back is the winner. Everybody else takes a shot of whiskey, toasting to the last man standing. The more you drink, the weirder the updates get. Sometimes, nobody ends up noticing the change, and it's there for a very long time. The government is thinking about getting involved, calling our actions vandalism. Perhaps, Tom the Tinkerer will rise again.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories about whiskey. And hopefully you'll get it, like, today, or tomorrow, and instead of, like, days later, because of, well. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. That's right, the voting. It takes place on the website, if it's up and running, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners will get, well, to go first next week. I was going to do the design of the refrigerator magnets for Series 2 this week, and you know what happened, all right? I know, excuses. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One-click subscribe in iTunes, podcast ready, that sort of thing. And all the people who have ever been a part of this podcast, I hope I've gotten your links on the sidebar. I need to add one for Michelle. The music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Isn't that great? There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'll post the topic in a little bit. Thank you once again for listening. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.